think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
I'm Brian Wilson alongside Mary Walter. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Brian.
And joining us on the line is Andrew McCarthy, a contributing editor at National Review, author of Faithless Execution, The Building of the Political Case for an Obama Impeachment from 2014. Gee, that seems like so long ago.
It does, doesn't it?
He's also an expert on the issue of immigration. Good morning to you, Andrew. How are you?
Brian, Mary, how are you? Great to be with you.
So yesterday, the President of the United States, through his Department of Homeland Security, sent out some guidance on how they want to interpret our immigration laws. We have been very critical here on this program, and others have been as well, of the Obama administration's interpretation of the law and how they decided there were certain parts of the law they were not going to enforce. How has this executive order changed the way the Department of Homeland Security, Border Patrol, and ICE go about their job?
Well, it basically has said that the Obama effort from the executive branch to legislate new protections for illegal aliens has been wiped away, and that the law is now the law of the United States, as it was before President Obama came to power. So had Trump not done a single other thing, effectively that memorandum could have been one line yesterday. Basically, the immigration law is the immigration law of the United States. And basically what that means is that prosecutors and agents have the same authorities and prosecutorial discretion that they had before the Obama administration, which simply means the laws that Congress has enacted govern.
In some cases, it involves people who were here illegally, have committed a crime, may have been convicted or may have been at least in the court system in some way, may have been charged, are now apparently more likely to be deported than others. Is that a fair assessment of what the new policy says?
Sure. I mean, you know, look, in every single area of the law, let's just put immigration on the side for a second, just so people understand this. We never have ever even tried to prosecute every single narcotics offense that happens, right?
Right.
If five people sit around in a circle and pass a marijuana cigarette from one to the next, each passage of it technically violates the federal narcotics laws. But we never try to prosecute that. We always have a doctrine called prosecutorial discretion, which properly understood is a resource allocation doctrine, which means you have only so many resources. Now we have more because Trump says he's going to throw about 15,000 more federal agents at this problem. But you always have more crime than you have resources to prosecute it, and therefore you have to make priorities. So they have prioritized first people who have been convicted of crimes, then people who have been charged with crimes, then people who have committed actions that could be chargeable as crime, and it goes down that list. But basically what they're saying, and this is the important difference from Obama contorted prosecutorial discretion to effective immunity for anybody who didn't fit into the categories that he was willing to prosecute. The Trump administration, by contrast, is saying, no, the law of the United States still governs. If we encounter you and you're an illegal alien in some kind of ordinary law enforcement operation, and it turns out that you don't have a right to be in the country, you're probably going to be deported. But in the meantime, these are our priorities for, who we're going to look for in connection with deporting people.
Now, what about prosecuting on the other end? I'm seeing stories about how this crackdown, quote-unquote, crackdown, the sudden enforcement of the actual law, is going to affect businesses. Now, these people, these businesses are clearly breaking the law by hiring people who are here illegally. What about cracking down on that side of things and enforcing the law there? Whereas if you hire someone, you are breaking the law and there will be a price to be paid.
You know, Mary, I've always thought that this was the most important part of illegal immigration, that is to nullify the magnets for illegal immigration. And you probably wouldn't have to do a lot of enforcement on the aliens themselves if you crack down on the businesses that hire illegal aliens, and you crack down on state benefits that they're not entitled to, that they partake of nonetheless. You know, if you do those two things, and people realize that they don't have an economic opportunity here necessarily, and they can't sort of live off the fat of the land, then you have less people who come here. And if you have less who come, then there's a whole lot less work for the immigration agents to do in terms of, you know, going after people who are in the country illegally. So what you're saying is absolutely a priority and has to be a priority if you're going to have a situation where you do enforcement that reduces the illegal population from what it is now to something manageable, and then you can talk about, you know, amnesty or whatever else.
The Dreamers are apparently not going to be a target of DHS in this crackdown, but here's my question. The Dreamers are here. They're young people who maybe were born in this country or were brought to this country as young children, right? They come to this country, and they're not going to be deported. But what if, let's say, mom and dad have committed a crime and they become a target for the Department of Homeland Security for deportation?
Well, in that instance, I think that as long as they don't have a legislatively enacted basis to stay in the country, if you're going to talk about family unification as being one of our priorities in immigration, I'm sorry that that has gotten so inflated. But if you have to deport the parents because the parents are, you know, guilty of crimes, and the children don't have a right to be here, and family unification is a priority, then you would send the whole family out.
So by and large, if they're just Dreamers and they haven't committed any crime, they're probably going to be left alone. But if their parents do get in legal trouble, it is possible they could be sent back as well.
It's possible, but I also think that we're starting at least to come to a consensus that if we do any legislation in this area, we don't want comprehensive legislation, but this is a category of people who are particularly sympathetic. I think Americans, by and large, don't want them deported. And as long as you tightly defined who a Dreamer is, you know, we don't want one of these situations where somebody's like 47 years old and says, you know,
it's a child.
I'm a Dreamer. Right. But if you drew, you know, if you did a fair and honest definition, I think most people in the country don't want those people hassled.
All right. We're going to have to leave it right there. Andrew McCarthy, thank you very much. We'll pick up this conversation with Mark Krikorian coming up at 8:35.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.